Hi, this is Press of Atlantic City sports editor Mark Melhorn, and I'm here with our high school football writer Mike McGarry to preview the St. Augustine Prep football team. And Mike, certainly the Hermits were one of the biggest stories off the field in the offseason with a dramatic coaching move.
Yeah, they shocked South Jersey football in January when they hired former Villanova University defensive coordinator Mark Reardon to come over and be the head coach. If that wasn't shocking enough, seeing a college coach of Reardon's ability go to the high school level, the fact that Holy Spirit head coach Charlie Roman, who led the Spartans to 2 titles in 4 years and is Reardon's very good friend, left Holy Spirit to come over and be St. Augustine's offensive coordinator. So, you know, if there's a story of the offseason, if anybody won the offseason, it was the Hermits. Now we're going to see if they can win during the season.
Right. You mentioned that, and one of the things they're going to have to overcome is the loss of their quarterback, Joe Gatto, who has decided to focus on baseball exclusively. But they do have some other talent in skill positions.
Yeah, Joe Gatto, tremendous baseball player, hurt his knee towards the end of baseball season, hurt some knee ligaments, so I think he's decided to concentrate on baseball. He started as a freshman and sophomore, so in his absence, you know, St. Augustine's going to turn to senior Alex Hughes, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience, according to Reardon, but has a good makeup back there, stands tall in the pocket, and does what, you know, he's supposed to do. And also, St. Augustine people are high on a freshman, Jose Tabora, from Egg Harbor Township, Reardon believes that Tabora has got a lot of potential.
Okay, and then the other place to look for skills on offense is running back and wide receiver. Calvin Cass, Justin Pollitt. Talk about those guys for a little bit.
Yeah, Calvin Cass was just another running back until the last couple of games last season. Then he ran for more than 330 yards against Paul the Sixth, the Cape Atlantic League record. So he came from nowhere to setting a Cape Atlantic League record. And Reardon has liked what Cass has shown in the offseason. He's a good, strong runner. And in Justice Pollitt at wide receiver, runs the 40-yard dash in 4.65 seconds. St. Augustine's going to look to be getting the ball in Pollitt's hands also.
All right, so what can we expect from the Prep now? They also moved to the Cape Atlantic League National Conference. They're still in that tough non-public four section as far as state rankings. What can we expect from the Hermits legitimately in their first year under Coach Reardon?
Well, I think everybody expects them to sort of contend for that Cape Atlantic League National Conference title, along with Cedar Creek and Vineland and Ocean City in there, and even hearing some good things about Middle Township also. I don't know how fair it is. A lot of it's based on the fact that Reardon and Roman are there, but they do have the skill position players in Cass and Pollitt, and you know, good linebacker and Corey Petrix. You know, help out on defense. So, you know, expectations are high. You know, anytime you make moves like that in the offseason, expectations are going to be high. But as Mark Reardon told me for a story that's going to be in the preview section, all they're sort of concentrating right now at St. Augustine, and he called it a cliche, but it is just getting better next practice, next day, next game.